Job 23, verse 8, 9 and 10, Job complains, if I go east, he, that's God, is not there. If west, I can't find him. He works to the north, but I can't see him. He turns south, but I can catch a glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. Well, I think that Job starts off perfect before God, in the sense of totally acceptable before God, as we know from Job 1, verse 1. That man was just, that man was perfect, he was upright before God. And yet he comes over as a very religious man who considered that he had the truth, that he knew all that there was to know about the God whom he worshipped. And when his sufferings hit him, as it were, out of left field, and he's had the idea previously, as his friends had, who were the elders of the ecclesia of the church, that you suffer if you're wicked, and if you're righteous, then you get blessed. Well, he finds himself sort of swimming somewhat, because this is not at all how he had expected God to act. And I think part of his suffering is that he had thought that I know the truth in the sense of everything there is to know about God. Reminds me of going preaching when I was a teenager, decades ago now, and I would preach in Hyde Park Corner, Speaker's Corner in London, and I had a sort of a poster that said, any Bible questions, please leave them in a box and I'll answer them. And I think I had my phone number there. This is before the days of cell phones, but my home number. Any Bible questions, call me and I'll give you an answer. I mean, how arrogant, Duncan, but that's who I was, young guy, thought that I had the truth. You got a question? Sure, just ask me, I'll give you the answer. At 16 years old. That was the idea that I had, that this is the truth. Now, you can go too far the other way from that, to where everything becomes a shade of grey and everything is so uncertain, and in fact, the content of faith is not there, because faith does mean, I have come to learn, that you trust in God and you are sure that by his grace you will be saved in his kingdom. But that is not the same as thinking that you know everything there is to know about God. This is the trouble with talking about the truth. The truth is not a set of correct theologies that mean we understand the Bible. The truth, finally, is relationship with God in a legitimate and absolute sense. The truth is, finally, a person, not a set of theology, a person. And that person, of course, is the Lord Jesus. And so when these things happened to Job, he was absolutely terribly upset that he felt God working, but he couldn't see God. It was as if God was sort of jumping away from him. As he says, he works to the north, but I can't see him. Then he turns south, but I can't catch a glimpse of him. If I go east, perhaps alluding to how he was from the children of the east, and the children of the east were supposed to have wisdom and to be so wise. If I go to the east, he's not there, and I can't find him on the west. It's as if he thinks that by searching, he can actually grab hold of God. And yet, this is not how it is. That relationship between God and tiny man here upon this earth is not so simple as saying, ah, now I have found this ultimate truth. You can find relationship with God, and you can find absolute certainty that by his grace, if I die now, or Jesus comes back now, I will be saved. I shall live forever. And you can rejoice in that hope absolutely and totally because of the absolute certainty of the situation of salvation that has arisen in the Lord Jesus, who is the truth. But that is different to considering that you know everything that there is to know about God. That is why, for people like Job and myself when I was younger, it was critically important to have a correct interpretation for every Bible verse to be able to understand precisely why this or that was happening in life, to be able to attach absolute meaning to event at the time that it happened. And when you're hit with a whole load of catastrophe as Job was, suddenly all that ability to intellectually cope suddenly is knocked right away from you because you don't understand what is going on. The Lord Jesus says that the work of God is through his Spirit, and the wind or the Spirit blows where it wants, where it wills, and you hear the sound of it. But you don't actually know where it comes from or where it goes to, and so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And so indeed it is. You can hear and see the effect of God's Spirit, like wind blowing past you, blowing things. You can see its effect. You cannot see the wind itself. You can only see its effect upon objects and people around you. But you cannot actually see the Spirit itself. And so it is with God for Job at this time. He's running around searching, and he can't find him, but he starts to get closer to it by saying in verse 10, "But he knows the way that I take." And that is a profound truth in Galatians 4, verse 9, where Paul says it's not so much that we know God, but rather that we are known of him. That is the wonderful truth, that although it is true on one hand that we can know truths about God and reject statements about him that are untrue, as Elihu says in Job 37, the Almighty cannot be found out simply by this kind of intellectual pursuit of him. And the idea of many small-time Protestant groups and individuals like myself when I was younger is that by looking at every verse in the Bible and writing, as it was in my day before electronic versions of the Bible, and writing in your wide margin Bible the correct interpretation of that verse, you could, as it were, tick that verse as done, got that, sorted that out, well, now on to the next one, next book, next chapter, etc. You go through the whole scriptures and, as it were, aim by the end of your days to kind of have cracked every verse. This is not the way. Sure, study every verse of the Bible, love it. Yes, write your notes on it. Yes, absolutely. God has spoken. And the fact that God has spoken means that sort of, you know, kind of ipsy facto, interpreting what he has said becomes important. Just like if you're talking to me, you would like it if I actually understand you right. And I'm talking to you and I want you to understand me right. I don't want you to misunderstand me. I've spoken to you, and I wish for you to understand, because to me what I'm telling is important. And so it is with God, and the fact God has spoken, well, straight away the task, if you like, of interpretation of what he has said becomes very important. But by getting it right on this point or that point, this is not the ultimate finding of God. And this is what happened to Job, that this whole set of experiences that he had knocked him absolutely, and yet he maintained his basic faith in God, and then God appears at the end and justifies him. And he says, verse 11, "But although he has searched for God here, he's seen hints of him over there, he turns to the south, but I can't catch a glimpse of him. Yet he says, verse 11, my foot has held fast to his footsteps. I have kept his way and not turned aside." So he's saying that although he cannot actually connect with God personally face to face as he would like to, yet he sees God's footsteps, and his feet have held fast to those footsteps, and he has followed in that way. And so this is the point, that the invisible God leaves footsteps, and we are to follow them, and that is the basis for our spiritual journey in life. Following in the footsteps of the invisible God. So God, in that sense, has acted, and he leads evidence of his actions, and he leaves direction, just as we feel in the effect of the wind. So then, verse 12, he says, "I haven't gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured up the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Well, that is a huge encouragement to hold on to God's word and to treat it as more important than our daily food. This is why we really must read the Bible daily. Jeremiah likewise says, "Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." So make time every day for regular Bible reading, preferably, I think, early in the morning. The key really to spiritual life is habits. And so I do think that the habit of daily Bible reading must be a critical part in our age for the Christian experience, because this is how you will find the guidance. This is how you will be able to sense his footsteps, and as he says, "My foot has held faster his footsteps," to plant your little feet in the big footsteps that you see left by him in human history, in your history. And by regular loving of his word, by feeding on his word as if it's something that I must take in, you know, more than my necessary food, just like there is a natural inbuilt sense that I must eat, so there should be that I must read God's word. And we're so blessed in this very complex age in which we live that the complexity of this age is also matched by an unprecedented ability to have God's word next to you. You can have it on your screen, you can have it playing into your earpiece, you can have constant contact with God's word. And yet, tragically enough, in our age, so many people prefer not to do that, but instead to listen to things possibly about God, about the Bible, but to somehow not pay a lot of attention to the actual text of Scripture. Now, unless we are actually doing that, we are going to go astray. Because, as I say, God has left his footsteps, and we are on a journey, and we desperately need that guidance. Otherwise, you will be chasing your tail and following this person or that person's thought or whatever. And yet, on the other hand, one has to keep away from this literalistic idea that I can tick every verse of the Bible and I know everything about God. No, this is a totally mistaken view, because, as Job also understands, after all that he finally sees of God, how little a portion is heard of him. He is far greater than us and far greater than our very limited bits and pieces of truths that we distill and perceive about him. And so the endless search for the actual finding of God, he finds very frustrating, because, as we began by saying, he looks to the east and he's not there. He senses God working to the north, but he can't see him. God apparently starts working to the south of him, but he turns around there and still just can't catch a glimpse of him. And so he comforts himself, but he knows the way that I take. And as Paul says, it's not so much that we know God, but rather that we are known of him.